Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today we answer a listener question about the oldest museum in the United States and listen to some of the latest songs added to the National Recording Registry. But first, we visit a special art exhibit in Washington, D.C. VSA is an international organization that supports the arts for people with disabilities. Last month, the group's festival brought artists from around the world to Washington to celebrate art and art education. VSA also organized an art exhibit called Revealing Culture, now on view at the Smithsonian Institution's S. Dillon Ripley Center. Jim Tedder tells us more.
VSA hired the well-known building designer Michael Graves to design the Revealing Culture exhibit space. In 2003, an infection left him unable to move parts of his body. Mr. Graves must now use a wheelchair to move around. So he knows the problems people with disabilities face in public spaces. This gave him a special point of view when creating this exhibit. He made sure there was space for wheelchairs to move. He also asked that the art be hung lower so people in wheelchairs can see it. The 54 artists in the Revealing Culture exhibit make works that express their experience of the world. For example, the New York artist Busser Howell is blind. The surface of his painting, Blue Square, is covered in extremely thick blue paint, which he applied using his fingers. Next to the work is a smaller example of his painting. Visitors can touch it to feel the roughness and smoothness of the art. Four for Mona Lisa by John Burge is a sculptural work with recorded sound. He showed a picture of Leonardo da Vinci's famous Mona Lisa painting to 100 school children from poor city neighborhoods. He asked them to describe the painting to someone who cannot see. Four for Mona Lisa shows the children's written essays. There are also documents written in Braille, a method used by blind people to read and write. Sound is also part of the artwork.
She looks like she is from Italy or Israel.
Visitors can listen to the children read their descriptions of the Mona Lisa. Janet Morrow was interested in the way people react to cakes, which people often eat to celebrate happy events, such as birthdays. She decided to make cake sculptures that test people's reactions. One cake is made of medicine. Another is made of tobacco products. She says these sculptures comment on problems in society, such as drug use and smoking. Revealing Culture wants visitors to be mindful of their senses. The curator of the exhibit, Leanne Mella, notes that Western cultures value sight over other senses. She says this exhibit helps explore other ways of experiencing art and the world we live in.
Our question this week comes from Jelena, a student from Bosnia, who is visiting the United States for 5 months. She wants to know about the oldest museum in the United States. We hope you enjoy your stay in the United States, Jelena. If possible, you should try to visit Washington, D.C., and see the Smithsonian Institution. It is not just one museum, but many different buildings. Most of them are around the National Mall, near the Voice of America building. At the Smithsonian Museums, you will find everything from huge dinosaur bones to the Hope Diamond, one of the largest in the world. If you want to learn about American history, the Smithsonian is the place to go. Thousands of objects on display show and tell about our story. To see it all would take weeks. The Smithsonian was started in 1846 while James Polk was president. Many people believe that the Smithsonian is America's oldest museum, but it is not. To find this country's oldest museum, you have to travel to South Carolina. The Charleston Museum calls itself America's first museum. It was started in 1773, even before our country became the United States. The Charleston Museum displays objects that came from the Low Country, the land along South Carolina's coast. This museum has a large display of Southern furniture that was used over 200 years ago. There is also a large display of things made from silver. These include a cup that was used by the first president, George Washington. And you can learn about the birds and other animals that call the Low Country home. There are interesting museums in all the largest American cities. The American Association of Museums says there are about 17,500 museums in the United States. Many small towns also have things on display that help tell the story of the American people and the history of our country.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Heart.
The Library of Congress has announced the latest 25 recordings to be added to the National Recording Registry. Recordings selected for the registry must be at least 10 years old, and they must be considered culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Shirley Griffith tells us about them.
This year's editions to the 8th Yearly National Recording Registry include jazz and rock songs, rap music, and a classic motion picture theme song.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. In your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do.
That was Jiminy Cricket singing When You Wish Upon a Star from Walt Disney's 1940 animated movie Pinocchio. Cliff Edwards was the voice of Jiminy Cricket. The Librarian of Congress, James Billington, said, "The latest list of selections showcases the diverse beauty, humanity, and artistry found in the American soundscape."
Bum, 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 I got a gal named Sue.
rhythm and blues pioneer, Little Richard, earned a spot on the list with his first single, one of the early rock and roll songs. He recorded Tutti Frutti in 1955. It was the first of more than 12 top hits for Little Richard over the next 3 years. These are some of the other recordings added to the National Recording Registry. A 1923 recording of Canal Street Blues by King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. A United States Marine Corps combat field recording from the Second Battle of Guam. A 1949 spoken word narration of the popular children's story, The Little Engine That Could. The original Broadway cast recording of Gypsy from 1959. Songs by Loretta Lynn, Willie Nelson, Patti Smith, and R.E.M. And this song, Up on Cripple Creek, one of many hits by the band from 1969.
When I get off of this mountain, you know where I want to go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. To Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She meant to, I don't have to steal, and she defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one.
This year is the third time that a rap or hip-hop performance has been chosen for the National Recording Registry. It is Dear Mama by the late Tupac Shakur. The National Recording Preservation Board says the song honors both Tupac's mother and mothers everywhere.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than another little kid. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama.
I'm Mario Ritter. Our program was written by Shelley Gollist, Jim Tedder, and Dana Demange, who was also the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer it on this show. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
There ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids.